I said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. A lot of humans got Jesus' name, but they can't do you like these Jesus. The one that's sitting on the throne, sitting high looking, Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Come on and give him some praise. In the book of Psalms, the first chapter. Book of Psalms, the first chapter. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I like that. But you got to be walking right. Hallelujah. It says the ungodly are not so. He said, but they're like chaff which the wind drives away. Now you see it, now you don't. He said, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It says, blessed. That word blessed means happy or high happy. It's according to what you do. It's how happy you're going to be in this world. We are in this world, but we're not conformed to it. We're not fashioned after this world. We don't speak the language that this world is speaking. We don't use all of the etiquettes that this world uses, glory to God. We don't use any of the power that this world uses. This is not our source, but our source is in heaven. Yea, yea, amen, and ever settled in heaven. So come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. That means that you're going, how happy can you be? In your ups and your downs. What it means, be happy. Because whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Pastor Hartman used to put it like this. The seed you sow is the debt you owe. So when the ups and the downs come, be happy. That's what it said, because if you created, you might as well be happy. And if you be happy and then turn from your unrighteousness back unto the way that God has exalted you to be, then you can ask in his name. Because you got to advocate through him to the Father, and you can get whatever the Father has promised. And he promised that he'll hold back no good thing from us. I like God. I couldn't get everything that he got from me, but I'm going to get my share. I don't know about you, glory to God. I'm going to be happy when I'm sad. I'm going to be happy when I'm down. I'm going to be happy when I'm sick, glory to God. Because when I'm sick, I might as well be happy, because God is my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my rain, the one who raised me up. He's the one who blesses me. And he's the one that can keep me in this day. Come on and give us a praise. A lot of people in the world, they don't know what happy is, because they try to be happy according to their ways. When everything is going all right, they're happy. But when they face the circumstances, then they're sad. My son, he told me, he said, Daddy, he said, I'm satisfied with my lifestyle. I'm happy. I like what I'm doing. I said, son, when the circumstances come, be happy.
That's right.
Be happy when things don't work out right.
Amen.
Because this life that we are living is a reproductive life. So whatever you do in life is what you're going to get.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. So if you, that's the old saying in the world, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But I'm going to rephrase that, glory to God, because you can't do nothing and don't get nothing, glory to God. Because this life is a reproductive life. And the Bible says, blessed is that man that walketh not in the the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, according to the ways of man, but walk in the ways that God have ordained for us, and so shall ye prosper in this land. Right. Hallelujah. Yes. That doesn't mean that I might not happen when you get in trouble. I hope God might zip my tongue so I don't remind him. But guide my word so that I can remind him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. It says, blessed is the man, the child of God. Yeah. The man of God. The man or the woman of understanding. This word man here is both masculine and feminine. So it's talking to both sexes. So be happy. Glory to God. A lot of us, you know, it's not a good thing to be sick or feel sick, but it's also a good thing to know in whom you have your trust. Glory to God. The doctor, let me tell you something, the doctors can't do everything, and they are worse than they were in days past. Glory to God. They're just in it to network and to make money. Glory to God. But God said, if you call upon him, he will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not. That means when the doctor's not right, God is right. Glory to God. When there's no food on your table, God is right. Glory to God. When you're down and out, glory to God, God is right. Glory to God. He said, walk not in that counsel, but walk in his counsel. Glory to God. And when you walk in the counsel of God, no good thing shall be withheld from you. Come on again, God. The ungodly. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The lawless. They always know what's best and what's right. You ever talk to somebody that don't know God? You can't tell them that they are not right. And one thing about it, they don't want to hear what you're saying. They don't want to receive it. Why? Because the scripture says you shall know the truth. The truth will make you free. That means that if you receive it or begin to walk in that truth, it will make you free. It will change your mindset and bring you out of that darkness into his marvelous light, so that you will have understanding that it's not you alone, but it's God who holds all things in the palm of his hand. So if you lift him up, God can do anything that you ask him for, as long as you're walking uprightly before him. Come on and give him some praise. It says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Standing means don't carry out that command. Don't carry out that thought. Don't carry out that way. Remember, this life we're living is the life of God. And God's life is a reproductive life. So when you go after the negative, guess what you're going to get? The negative. God said, I will hold back no good thing from you. So when you go after the negative, God said, that is your good thing. So I ain't going to hold it back. I'm going to step out the way and let you enjoy yourself. And when you come to your senses and realize, glory to God, but that's not the good thing that he was talking about, because the good thing was one that Jesus spoke of. He said, there's only one good, and that's God. So if you're going to get anything in this life, if you don't know him, glory to God, then stand by, because God has got his hand stretched out. He's always reaching out and drawing you by his spirit, so that you can come out of that darkness into that marvelous light and get to know him as he is. Come on and give him some praise. He said, nor sit it in the seat of the scornful. Sit it mean to, like my son said, I'm satisfied with my lifestyle. In other words, don't settle down. Don't settle for it. Yeah. Glory to God. Just because you was happy today, glory to God, don't settle for it, is that you're going to be happy tomorrow.
That's right.
Because tomorrow is another day, and you don't know what tomorrow holds. You got to finish the course in this day. You got to be happy in this day. You got to be lifted up in this day. You got to be healed in this day. You got to be delivered in this day. You got to be embraced with love in this day. You got to eat in this day. You got to clothe yourself in this day. And if you work, you got to work in this day. You can't work it tomorrow because it's not here, glory to God. But you got to abide in this day. Come on, give God some praise. God said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, that means if you abide in him in this day, you're going to get whatsoever you have need in this day. Because he abides.
Yes.
Glory to God. Go to Kroger's all you want to, glory to God. They might not have what you need on the shelf, but God got everything. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. God got everything you have need of. Kroger's don't have everything. Go to Kroger's, and Kroger's gonna have you skip over to Myers, and Myers ain't got it. Then you run down to Walmart, and Walmart ain't got it. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, turn from your lawless ways and turn unto the Christ, glory to God, and lift him up, glory to God, and he'll spread a table before you in the presence of your enemy. All of the Walmart and the Myers and the Kroger's, he'll spread that table, glory to God, and you will sit down and eat, glory to God, and be happy. Walk, it means to go or to walk or to behave. It means, remember, it's reproductive. So when you do something, you get something. So there's always a movement. But the one who walketh in the counsel of the ungodly is one that's walking or moving without any suggestion of directions. That means he ain't asked God nothing right because I'm my man. I done been to Henryford Community College, got me a little education. You can't tell me nothing. But let me tell you something about education. It only goes a little distance. It don't last your entire life. Ask me how I know, glory to God. I retired as a tool and diamond maker. I didn't start out that way.
Right.
But I went to Henry Ford Community College for 4 years to obtain it. And when I obtained it, I worked in it for another 20. Mm-hmm. And then I retired. Mm-hmm. It don't last always.
Right.
Your strength don't last like it did yesterday, today. Your mind should be different today than it was yesterday according to the experience that you had yesterday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To let you know that you can't get into tomorrow until you finish up this day. This is the man that God is talking about. He said, happy is this man.
Yeah.
In this day and in this season and this dispensation of time, which is today.
Yes.
So if you're planning on being happy tomorrow, forget about it. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow take thought of itself. Glory to God. You got to reproduce something today in this time. Glory to God. You can't lay down and sleep all the time. You can't sit all the time. You can't eat all the time. You can't talk all the time. Glory to God. You can't keep your eyes open all the time. Glory to God. Because God is concerned with the whole man and your whole life. And it reproduces this. Glory to God. Your seeing reproduce. Your walking reproduce. Your mind reproduce. Glory to God. Your feelings reproduce. Glory to God. Your body reproduce. Glory to God. You don't have the same cells that you had yesterday, nor had yesteryear, glory to God. But we got the same God who was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you lift him up, God will bless you and he will keep you. And God will renew your mind. And God will strengthen you along the way. And God will give you an instruction, glory to God, that's set before you. This is the table right here. Come on and give it to me. Hallelujah. The action in the mind use the one's behavior, the way one walk in life. Remember, we nothing but flesh. We are flesh. We're like the wind. We pass away. We don't come again. We pass away. We change. We're not the same smoke that was in the wind yesterday.
Yeah.
We're not going to be the same today. Glory to God, but we got a God who never changes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I know him. Hallelujah. I don't know him in his entirety. I'm not trying to know him in his entirety. I'm trying to know him one day at a time. 1 hour at a time. That's what he said. Walking in the counsel of the, not in the ungodly, but in the counsel of God. I want to know him in the next moment. And what kind of instruction and direction you going to give me to do this, God? How shall I do this? That's the way I want to know God. I want to know him in that power, glory to God. So by happenstance that I might not stumble along the way. Why? Because I heard from the Most High. If you hear from the Most High, glory to God, you got the right instruction and the right direction, glory to God. But there are a lot of people that hear from God, and then they come to the conclusion they got to ask some questions in between. But God said it, and it's set up, glory to God. He put a period at the end, glory to God. So ain't no question to be asked. You just got to do what he said, glory to God. Because he is the perfect one. He is the righteous one. He is the holy one. He is the mighty one. He's the one that holds all power. He's the healer, glory to God. He's the lifter up of our head. So give him some praise. Hallelujah. God said, go hither. God, why you want me to go there? Compel Jesus to go up in the mountain. Jesus didn't ask no question. He went on. Yeah. Glory to God. He didn't know all hell was going to be there when he got there. But he knew the Father was going to be there. Yeah. You don't know your next moment in life. But let me tell you something. Jesus is already there, glory to God. And he's going to go with you when you get there. Glory to God. He's going to survey out the pasture and the crooked places. He's going to make straight, glory to God. So you can walk uprightly before him, glory to God. Circumspectly as wise and not as a fool. And God will lead you down this narrow pathway. And you won't be hurt, harmed. I'm taken out of this world until God said it's over. Come on and give us some praise. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Or pleasure or desire. In God, we got purpose. Mm-hmm. So our delight should be in the purpose. Yes, and we shall meditate upon this day and night. Yep. And you got to be consistent with this. I'm not talking about God. The consistent God is talking about, you know, you can't just go off into your closet and stay there all day, all night, all month, all year. That's not the consistent he's talking about. He said, be fervent instant in season and out of season, glory to God. So when it comes time, then you should use that time to lift up God. I don't know about you, but I want to have less time with myself, glory to God. I don't take all day to eat, glory to God. I want to have less time with that. I want to shave that off, glory to God. I want to go on a diet on that, glory to God. I want to fast on that, glory to God. And I want to eat merrily and happily up on the word of God, because I know that I'll be filled, glory to God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, glory to God. And you can't get fat off of this word, glory to God, because this word is lean and it's mean, glory to God. And it can do whatever it says will do, glory to God. This word is truth, glory to God. This word is peace, it's joy, glory to God, everlasting. It's righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Come on. This word, glory to God, is pure and it's honest, glory to God. If you stand up against any circumstance that you go through, so lift God up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Good man. Jesus said in Matthew 12, 35 and 36, Jesus said, good things. He said, a good man. Of the good treasure of the heart, bring it forth good things. And that word and is not in there, it's omitted. It means the. And it says, the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Yeah. So life is reproductive. I don't care what you do, you're going to get something. No such thing as getting nothing. You might not want it when you get it, but you got it. I say you might not like it when you get it, but you got it. But let me tell you something. You can examine it by the word of God. Glory to God. God, and then when you bring before God, God going to tell you, I already know what you're in, son. What do you want? I already know your tribe before they came. What do you want to do about it? See, you got to do something to get something. You got to be reproductive, glory to God. God ain't going to jump down off his throne, glory to God, snatch you by your neck, sit you over here like he playing some checkers. The Bible says, in him do we live, move, and have our being. In this word do we live, move, and have our being. In these instructions, in this reproofing, glory to God. In this instruction, glory to God, and direction, we live and move and have our being, glory to God. So if you are missing something, glory to God, if you want to add something to your diet, glory to God, don't add this word to your diet, glory to God, but add it to your increase, glory to God. God said if he will increase, if you will decrease, glory to God, add the decrease to your diet and add the increase, glory to God, of God in your life. Come on and give us some praise. Yeah. Yeah. And God said meditate upon this day. Yeah. Meditate there day and night. That means continually and habitually. Glory to God. That means I'm putting God first before I sit down to the table. And then when I sit down to the table, I'm going to put God first. I'm going to ask him to bless this stuff that I cooked up, especially if I cooked it. Bless this stuff. Glory to God. Sanctify, Lord God. Purify. That'll be a nourishment only. And not a hindrance to my body, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been in some situation for some food, and I don't know whether it's food or something else. Because everything is happening in this world. The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So I don't know where it came from, but I just know that I ate something in a matter of moments ago. So I put it on the food.
Amen.
You ain't gonna put it on something. God, that means you don't know nothing. But you're gonna put it on something. I don't know. Reverend Grant. Glory to God. But if you want to know something, ask God.
Yes.
If you want to prosper, ask God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He didn't save us to sit down and do nothing.
Right.
He saved us to reproduce.
Right.
Glory to God. That life that came down from him to the Lord's birth. He saved us and raised us up to reproduce.
Yeah.
Glory to God. What you mean by reproduction? Well, here's a reproduction, glory to God. It's when you live holy before God, then people can't see God by just looking on you. They are looking up on you, but they don't actually see God. But they see the attributes of God, and that's his glory, his joy, and that smile that you got upon your face. They know that it's genuine because they bear witness with your spirit, glory to God. So they know that it's genuine, and they say, I can trust this person. I feel comfortable around this person, glory to God. This person is always joyful, glory to God. I know he's not happy all the time. He's got to be going through something, but he don't let it be made known. Hallelujah. You got to let it be made known when they look upon you that you are happy in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. How happy is the feet that are ordered by the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm happy today, glory to God. I'm not worried about tomorrow. When tomorrow gets here, my brother, glory to God. The grace of God is going to be there. And tomorrow, the grace of God will be sufficient, glory to God. Like it is today, it's sufficient, glory to God. So if I make it today, I ain't worried about tomorrow, glory to God. I ain't worried about today. I'm just looking forward to the hand of God to lift me up and deliver me and set me free. Come on, give me praise. Glory to God. God said every idle word, all this carelessness, useless word, You know, I hear a lot of people cursing. And I say, God, I'm not a part of that.
Thank you.
I'm to the place in God that I can't remember when I cursed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It irks me to hear somebody else do it. But it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So when you walk uprightly in the counsel of God, then that language, glory to God, you can turn it into French. And I say, I don't understand French. Guy at work, he said, excuse my French. I said, I don't know that.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I took up tool to die. I didn't take up no language. I don't know French. And he said, well, excuse my Spanish. I don't know that either. Hallelujah. See, if they can be, well, I ain't gonna say that word. Scripture says it in Proverbs, I think it is. God called a man a fool. So just because you're gonna be a fool, I'm not gonna be a fool. And let me tell you something. I made a mistake and said that to somebody one time. I ain't no fool. I said, well, you just don't understand. Let me enlighten you what fool means. I said, it's a very intelligent person. So what you mean intelligent? Because you spoke what you wanted to speak. So that's it. That's intellect, ain't it? You did what you want to do. So you just go on and do what you want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm like Pastor Keith, choose this day whom you serve. Go on and curse all you want to. That's your choice. But my choice is to lift up Jesus. And I don't mind telling you when you curse that there's a better way. What you mean there's a better way? Glory to God. There's a better language that you can speak. It's Hebrew and it's Greek, glory to God. And some of it, glory to God, is written in another dialect, glory to God. But when I impart my mind upon this word, I can understand the Hebrew and the Greek, glory to God. But I can't understand that other English that you're speaking. Hallelujah. Well, I asked him, I said, well, he said, excuse my French. I said, do you know Hebrew? Well, that's the only thing I know, so I can't translate your stuff into my Hebrew. Let me get back to the scripture. I'm begging you. Stay on course. God is telling us to stay on course. That's what meditate day and night. Stay on course. Always have your mind stayed up on Him. You can have that perfect peace in the ups and the downs. Oh, see, you're going to need it. That's the battle. The battle is up here. The ups and downs is up here. Glory to God. You're always battling up there. You're always on the battlefield. There's no end to it. But there is a deliverance in it along the way. And someday, it's going to be all over. Glory to God. But I don't know what about you, glory to God. But you need it while you are living and reproducing, glory to God. You need to reproduce some good stuff, glory to God, and store that up in heaven. So when you get in the ups and the downs, glory to God, you can ask God, glory to God, and God will open up that window, glory to God, and He'll pour out those things that you stored up, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you about them things that you stored up. The Bible said it would be more than enough, glory to God. It would be pressed out, shaken together, and running over because it comes from the Almighty, glory to God. And God, glory to God, God upgrade all the time, glory to God. He don't downgrade just because you're down and out today. God don't forgive you. God don't say, because you made a mistake yesterday, I'm going to take some of my hand off of you, my power from you. No. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man is the only thing that changed. You're Dr. Jekyll today, and a Dr. Hyde the next minute. And you got to wait till tomorrow. Hallelujah. He'll smile on your face this moment and talk about you when you turn your back. But God said, I'll never leave you neither will I fail thee. I'll always be with you. God said he's with you. God said he's with you.
Amen.
In every circumstance and every trial that you're going to go through.
Yes.
God said it's going to come forth, but he's going to be there.
Yes. Amen.
So lift me up and praise me.
Amen.
So shall ye prosper yes. in this land. Come on and give God some praise. Why does God want us to walk uprightly before him? Book of Matthew 5:45, Jesus said that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. If you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, then I'm going to read this scripture again. Jesus said, it's John. What chapter is that, brother? Jesus said it this way. He said, you are your father, the devil. He said he was a murderer in the beginning. So see, the whether you are serving God, the Father, you are serving another father, the ancestors that messed up in the garden. That's your father, right? You ever had, I know all of you had your parents say this and said, that boy taking after his father. Or look just like his father.
Yeah.
Or that child, she could be the girl, got some traits of her father in her. And the son got some traits of the mother in him. So he takes after his father. Not all of the attributes of his father, because that coercion or that coming together of the human blood cell, glory to God, is a mix, glory to God. And you got some mom and you got some dad, glory to God. But the father that we know, the father that is in heaven, glory to God, if you walk uprightly before him, then you got all his attributes, glory to God. You got high koshaka, you got all of his character, and you got all of his nature, glory to God. So I look like him, glory to God, I walk like him, I talk like him, I fight like him, glory to God. I lift up and I be happy just like he was, glory to God. He came and he died, glory to God. I'm happy because he came, because that's my father. I look like him in the resurrection, glory to God. I look like him in his power. You look like your father, glory to God. He's still in heaven, but he's abiding in you and I on this earth. Come on and give us a praise. Glory to God. I'm finishing. He said, when this man meditate day and night, he shall be like a tree. A tree that was in the garden. He said, planted by the rivers of living water. Hallelujah. We are that tree that was in the garden. Hallelujah. Planted in this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the power of God. And nothing said by any means harms us. Glory to God. We are always refreshed and renewed in our minds and restored in our hearts. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but when I pray, Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus upon all of the souls. And I got all of you all on my prayer list. And I plead the blood of Jesus. I said, Jesus, I plead the blood upon their souls, their hearts, and their mind, and their strength. Glory to God. See, we need God in all of it. Glory to God. And when you live, lift him up and recognize who he is, glory to God. God will come to your rescue in any situation, in any up and any down, glory to God. Nothing is too hard for God. Jesus came and he paid the price for it all, and he conquered all, glory to God. And he took it back to the Father, and he said, Father, all that you gave me, I didn't lose anything. Come on. He said, you be like that rivers of water, bring forth fruit in the season. When you need help, you got help. When you need healing, it's there. Glory to God. It's there. Wait on him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Don't give up. Don't let that mindset tell you to give up. You haven't got healed yet.
Right.
Don't let that mindset tell you nothing about your father. You don't know nothing about your father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you need healing, it's there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you need anything that you have need of, it's there in the Father. But guess what? It's in you. So what you got to do? Reproduce. Reproduce the character and the nature of God. God is always God. And guess what? He's always on our side. The world is not on your side, but God is. That world that is not on your side, God didn't create it. Man created it. He brought all the mess and the chaos that will never end until God says it's over. But God created, the Bible says that this is a day that the Lord has made. He made this day in the midst of this chaotic stuff. Hallelujah. It's just like when man was in the garden, glory to God, he put the garden there in the midst. Glory to God, and man was, God, man was perfect, glory to God, and until he started thinking another way, glory to God. That's what God said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The counsel of man who messed up in the garden. See, he had a counsel there. Oh, somebody praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I don't want this garden, I want another world. So he came against his father, his mother, father, his sister, his brother, glory to God. The whole human race, that was going to be perfect, glory to God. He came against it because he walked in the counsel of the ungodly, the counsel of his own mind. Hallelujah. And God gave him the choice that he already had, glory to God, because he sit him down and he named the animals. That was a choice. So God gave him another choice. Choose what you want to do, man. And man chose, glory to God, to mess up and to bring chaos, glory to God. And he brought all this mess and can't get out of it, glory to God. But Jesus came, giving you another choice, another walk, another way. Glory to God. You can still get out of this mess, glory to God. You can still make it through this chaotic world, glory to God, if you walk uprightly before God, and God will deliver you and show you the way through the instruction that's in this book. Come on and give God the praise. Close it real quick. He said, I got to like chaff. It is out there. They don't know from a hole in the ground. It is out there. Like the wind come along. The thoughts that they had, the wind come along, it's gone. They're in trouble, then they can't be happy. I almost told my son, I said, when the chaos come, I said, he went through some stuff. I said, well, why weren't you happy when that happened? I almost told him that. Right? Why wouldn't you happen like that? God checked me. Because you won't do nothing but make them mad and they just slide back a little farther. So God said, leave him alone because I got him. So I ain't worried about it. Glory to God. That's the day that God has made in this chaotic part. He said that if there's one good in the family among you, glory to God, he's going to save your whole household. So don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Tell us all they want to, glory to God. You just be happy.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You just be happy because you're going to see them on the other side.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to see them on the other side. And it ain't going to be no lookalikes over there, glory to God. We're going to be all the children of God. If you walk uprightly in this part of the season, glory to God, when we cross over there, there ain't gonna be no lookalike. There ain't gonna be no twins. There ain't gonna be no fraternal twin. We're gonna all be the children of the Most High God. We're gonna look and be like He is, glory to God. And we're gonna lift Him up and praise Him, a around that throne, glory to God. I don't know about you. I'm not in no hurry. But when I get there, glory to God. I say, when I get there, I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to praise his holy name. I'm going to lift him up and just thank him for my journey up on this earth. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. That's the consistency of happy. Is that no matter what, you got to know that God is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like the weather sometimes, but God is God. Hallelujah. I hate to shovel snow, but God is my strength. Glory to God. And I get out there and shoving my wife, she fuss and tell me to go get a snowblower, you know, and I forget sometimes that Brent, I don't have the big gigantic thing, but I got a snowblower, it'll do the job, but sometimes if you let it stay out there too long and you don't crank it up, it won't crank up come the winter. And you know, I always seem to end up that way, you know, because you got so much stuff on your mind. You got so many battles you're going through, glory to God, that you can't remember everything. But God will help you in the midst of everything that you go through. You don't have to remember, glory to God. So if it snow, let it snow. If it rain, let it rain, glory to God. You might as well, because it says it's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust, glory to God. And when the sun rises, glory to God, if you don't like it, glory to God, it's going to rise anyway. Way, glory to God, because God done ordained it, glory to God, and guess what else? He done ordained your way, glory to God, but you got to learn how to walk in it uprightly before him. Come on and give God everybody stand. Come quickly in line across the altar. Praise God. Take your neighbor by the hand. Quickly. This is the way his children are. We are together.
Yes.
Even on this earth, we are together.
Yes, sir.
And we have to learn how to affiliate, associate.
Yes, sir.
We have to learn how to get along.
Yes.
Down here, we don't look alike. We got, what I mean by that, we got different things that we do in life. It's because of the flesh, because of the body. So we got different things, different likes and different opinions and all this stuff, but God said we are one in him.
Yes.
So we got to turn from our ways, from our opinions,
yes,
and from our conclusions, and that's what most of it is. We got to turn from our conclusion about one another and turn to God.
Yes.
Enter into his counsels and let God you happy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I might not like the way you walk, and I definitely don't like everything that you eat.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
Yes.
You like what you like, I like what I like. God ain't got nothing against that. He said as long as you give him what? The praise.
Yeah.
Oh God, because he put everything here in the earth.
Yeah.
For you and I.
Yes, right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I lift every soul up here before you, God. And ask your mighty hand upon us, oh Lord God. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Prepare that table before us in the presence of our enemies. Anoint our head with thy oil, oh Lord God, and our cup runneth over.
Yes.
Surely thy goodness and mercy shall follow us today. And all the days of our life, oh Lord God, we shall be under your mighty power and your directions and your instruction. God, I thank you for this day, God. For this day, thou art God, in our lives. This day, thou art the conqueror, God, and making us more than conquerors through you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, oh Lord God, that we can come to you in prayer and supplication, God. asking anything in your name, oh Lord God. Believe it and it shall be done, God. And all we got to do is wait upon thee and you will answer us, oh Lord God. Father, you will come to our rescue. You will meet the needs of your people, oh Lord God. So Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are our God, that you are our Father, God, that you are our high priest, God, that you are the great I am in our lives. I thank you right now, God, that you are our creator, God. You are our one, God, that we can look to, God, and God, get the help that we have need of. So we lift you up and we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Come on and give me some praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God said, don't fret. And the word fret here, it doesn't mean, it means don't let your spirit cause you to draw up. You know, because sometimes when we get things impressed upon our minds, it's called worrying, and we don't know it, but our bodies are not relaxed any longer. They're drawn up. And God said that pressure, that's what brings the strokes and the heart attack. Hallelujah. God said, be comfort in him, my daughter. Hallelujah. For